opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. You're home away from home, and home away from home for Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. Great to be
here.
We were
very busy last night. We'll talk about that in a minute. But, gosh, it's 7:05 in the morning on August the 15th. 530-605-4567 is our phone lines. If you got something to say, you know, you want to start out your day by just talking on the radio with us, please do that. And we're also streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and our chat room's going. Good morning, Sun Gold, and two radios and the chat room going. Yeah, you know, we're proud of you. And speaking of being proud, here's Bad Bob.
And good morning.
How are you doing today, Bad Bob?
Excellent. I don't know if anybody is coming into town from the west coming into town, but the rising sun reminded me, remember those orange 76 balls that you could get to stick on your antenna?
Yes.
It looked just like that.
It was very red. Yeah.
I think it coincides very well with what's happened to this day in history. And when I tell you about a movie that was released, you'll go, oh, yeah.
What was that? What's the weather?
Okay, well, good morning. It is the 15th of the August. That means, like, man, we're in the middle of the month.
You know what? Bad Bob's going to get smacked tomorrow, because tomorrow we go over the halfway point.
74 degrees right now downtown. If you're just tuning in, 74, good morning to you. Isolated sprinkles, they're saying are going to be happening today, with temperatures around 101. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 68. It's that kind of eerie light out that you don't want to miss. In fact, on the way to work, I saw a guy out with his iPhone taking a picture of the sun.
How come you see photos of artists? You see people doing artistic things in the morning, and I see this guy on the corner that is pointing at the police station and yelling obscenities.
Did he have his thingy in his hand?
His phone.
I had to go there. I couldn't help it. Good morning.
No, he was yelling. You see people taking photos, and I see people
happy people
flipping off the police station and yelling at them.
I mean, see happy people.
It was assaulting a building.
Yeah, that's what it was. And then there was I see these things.
All right. Okay. So on this day, first of all, let's talk about two things before that happened on this day. Interesting. We're going to start with the Panama Canal opened to traffic in 1914. The Berlin Wall was built in 1961. But according to the light and what we saw in the atmosphere today with the sun, Apocalypse Now was released.
Oh, Apocalypse.
And does that remind you of the sky?
Yes, that's right.
The sky, I tell you.
Apocalypse Now.
There you go. That's why I said that movie in 1979.
Was that a weird movie?
Coppola was just a strange dude.
I could not
talk. I love the smell of napalm in the morning. It reminds me of victory.
I saw that in L.A., and I left, I think it was about a day. I just kind of sat there in a daze. Let's get down to reality.
Somebody that's not in a daze, and he knows exactly what's happening, Susan Eastman, Wells Fargo.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
I'm in a daze? What are you talking about?
I said you're not in a daze. You know what's going on.
Give us the scoop.
Okay, here we go. It's a busy day of economic news. Manufacturing in the New York area contracted while industrial production in the U.S. increased, giving stocks a boost this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 13 points at 13,185. The S&P 500 is positive 2 points at 1406. The Nasdaq Composite is up 8 points at 3025. Active stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Deere & Company down $5.35 at $74.78. Caterpillar off $1.14 at $86.73 per share. Novartis positive 45 cents at $60.10. Local stocks of interest, Walmart's positive 24 cents at 74 and a quarter. Costco's up 79 cents, trading at 96.49. Target up 78 cents at $64.15. In the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is priced to yield 1.78% and the 30-year bond is 2.88. Over to commodities. Gold is up $4.50 an ounce at $16.07. Silver's down 14 cents at $27, excuse me. Crude oil down 38 cents at $93 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan Eastman.
Thank you
so much. Now, Wells Fargo Advisors are on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning. And they are located at Park Marina Drive. Stop by and see Susan. I tell you what, somebody that's got her thumb on the pulse of Wall Street, Susan Eastman.
Well, when we come back, we're going to tell you, share with you some fun experiences that we had last night. And also, we've got an open line. We're going to be talking about a lot of stuff. We have Tom Bosanko in. And you know what? Came across an interesting article, why 90 million people will not vote.
Why 90 million people won't vote?
May not or will not vote in this next election.
Well, I'd like to hear about that, because you know it's the slap in the face of every serviceman that serves, that somebody does not vote, and we're going to talk about that a little bit too, about what happens when it goes wrong on a mission, and the also Obama, you know, starting tomorrow, I believe it's tomorrow, that illegals can now pay $437 and become legal. Well, how about that? Is that, you know, in this time in our country, what Mr. Obama has done. We'll be right back. Carl Lindabot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialist in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Thank you for shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect, even if you need them after hours. They still treat every customer the old-fashioned way, with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Reading's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Reading's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460, 7:14 in the morning on the 15th of August. Oh, my gosh. We're almost in the, now we are in the middle of the hump month. Okay. That's 31 days. It's about 74 degrees right now in the downtown studios. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. I've got what?
Anselmo Vineyards. 474-5546. Music this weekend. And, of course, you know, pizza's on Thursday. Just great stuff going on out in Anselmo. Plus, they're building a cell tower for everybody out there.
And they're going to have clay shooting and...
you know what? They're looking at that. That's right, sporting clays.
You need to go to their website to see all the upcoming events. And of course, we'll keep you abreast here as well. They're going to be having a chocolate and wine event. Of course, they have award-winning wines and on and on and on. They're improving and growing and doing so many wonderful things.
Okay, now you said 90 million people may not vote. What I mean, that really has my interest piqued on that. And as one of the commenters said, as long as they're Democrats... it's okay.
Well, according to this article this year, perhaps 90 million Americans won't vote. The long-term trend tends to be awful. There's a lot of lack of trust in our leaders, a lack of positive feelings about and political institutions, a lack of quality education for large segments of the public, a lack of civic education, and fragmenting effects of waves of communication technology, the cynicism of coverage of politics. And this is one of the things that they're saying, that people are saying, you know, according to what, like, for instance, one man, I really don't know much about the politician. From what I hear, he's putting all his taxes on the middle class people. This is from a mother of three, people who just are not informed. Will she vote? She says not a chance.
Okay, well, you know what? That's great then, because I don't want her to vote. I don't want an uninformed person to vote. I don't want a person who just goes by bumper stickers to vote. Sit at home. Let those people who understand the issues, who at least have looked at the issues, who even know who the candidates are, let them vote. The rest of you, sit at home. Be sheep. Be led. Sit there and bleat later on about, oh, I didn't like this, I didn't like this. Well, guess what? The reason you don't like it and you don't vote if you're uninformed is because I just don't care.
Well,
that's not
but
a
this
good reason.
Woman is obviously, it's kind of a pool of people who feel very much like, if I vote, nothing's going to come out of it. Exactly to the words. These are quotes. It's just going to be like it is right now.
Well, you know what? If you can, you know what? That is such a, I understand how people can feel that. You know, because let's face it, both parties, the Democrats and Republicans, have gotten us in horrible, horrible condition. Congress is at its lowest point than it ever has been, which I didn't think that was really possible. But the point is that there can be change. If we just let it defeat us, then they have won. There is a chance for change, you know, and if that doesn't work, then you vote them out. But, you know, the bottom line is the ones that you need to get really involved in, that city, the county, and your congressman and your senator, because there we have a great deal of influence, we as the voters. If, you know, if we say we don't like what Congress is doing, let's put a new congressman in there. Let's put a new senator in there. Unfortunately, most people are like sheep, and they just, okay, you know, I voted like this last time. I'm going to vote like this time.
Well, on the graph, you can go to USA Today and check this out. But on the graph, it says that nothing ever gets done. It's a bunch of empty promises, 59%. It is so corrupt, 54%. This is the poll. There's not a dime's worth of difference between Democrats and Republicans, 42%. And it doesn't make any difference in my life, 37%. Who's the vice president? Many of these unlikely voters are suspicious of and disconnected from politics, it says. In the survey, 6 in 10 say they don't pay attention to politics because, again, nothing ever gets done. 54% call politics corrupt. Only 39% could correctly name the vice president.
Well, there's your problem. 39% of the people, these people that they surveyed, don't even know who the vice president is. Well, if you look under strange things people say in the dictionary, there's a picture of Joe Biden, so people should know that. At least they'll know what he looks like. There's your problem.
All right, so
that's a huge problem. 39% of the people they surveyed, only 39% of them knew that the Vice President of the United States was Joe Biden.
I think that it would be...
There's something wrong there.
There
Well,
but I bet you they can name everybody who was on not Star Search, was
Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, I bet you they can name every one of them.
You know, you're absolutely right. Or they can tell
they can
tell you what
Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune. Well, no, I bet you couldn't even do Wheel of Fortune. Well, they might do Wheel of Fortune.
No, they could definitely do.
But there's nothing against Wheel of Fortune.
No.
But you're right. They could name everybody that was on Dancing with the Stars. They could tell you what
count off the Kardashians on their
fingers. The Kardashians had for breakfast. Yes, they could tell you that. They could tell you all those things because that's much more important than who runs this country.
I wish that the Kardashians or the people who are doing the kind of the mindless television, and we all are guilty of liking things that are like this, okay? We try not to be, but there's part of us that likes to, you know, watch the bike fall on the street, is that everybody could make a conscientious decision and say, are you going to vote?
Yeah, you could have the Kardashians saying, I'm going to vote this year.
Yes, I'm going to vote this year. I don't care what your party is. You don't need to,
find out what's happening.
It'd be interesting for us to go out in front of our station one day and everybody that walks by within a period of an hour say, hi, we're just taking a survey quick. Are you going to vote this year? Can you tell us?
Evan will hit you up for a buck.
Who's the name of the vice president? You know, what's the name of the vice president? Who is the vice president? Do you know? And then are you going to vote this year? Do you know when to vote? Do you know where to vote? That's all.
We have to take a break.
But I think if everybody listening got involved, not just, you know, in the outreach program of really, we know personally, we just talked with somebody recently who does not vote, and we said, please, please vote this year. Please. Anyway, got to take a break. That's right. KCNR 1460. Henry, we got to take a break. I'm sorry. Please hold on. We'll be right back.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian roast. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookies and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services, and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, 7:25 in the morning, and we want to thank all of our listeners out there for keep pumping us up in the ratings. Thank you so much out there. Tell your friends. Carl and Linda Bonner on from 7 to 9 in the morning. They were followed by Dennis Miller and Laura Ingram and Michael Savage, the doctor. And we have more local radio shows, community shows, and any other place probably in the state. We've got 17 shows going.
And we do love you calling in.
We do.
Let's go to the phones. Henry, thank you for holding. What's on your mind? Henry, you're on.
Yeah, you there?
Yeah, we're here. Are you there?
I'm here just barely this morning, but I'm here.
Know the feeling. Okay, so we were talking.
It's hard getting up some mornings at my age.
Well,
anyway, you know, it seems like everybody's talking about this thing that Obama did as far as letting the Hispanics into the country on a $400-and-some-dollar deal. But what they're missing is the fact that this doesn't only apply to Hispanics. Let's talk about suicide bombers coming in that are that age and saying, now I'm going to high school or I'm going to college.
Or I have something to say here. I have a passport from my own country. I mean, all these things, Henry. I mean, what he's done is for $497, he sold our birthright. And, and we've got an 8.3% unemployment right now, which is really closer to 15%. And now people that are here illegally can get work visas, so they can work here. And, oh, this doesn't certify you for citizenship. That's a bunch of crap. That's the first step in this. Obama is selling us out.
Well, not only that, it's dangerous.
Well, it is dangerous. And he's telling the Border Patrol, he's telling all the ICE agents that if somebody just uses the word that says, I'm a dreamer, and those are the exact words they use. I'm a dreamer. They don't have to prove it. They don't have to prove they're in high school. You know, if they're under 31, and I don't even know how they can prove that, then they just have to turn them around and turn them loose. And
well,
now for this small amount of money, they can get a work visa.
Well, not only that, and I have to say this with tongue-in-cheek because my wife is Canadian, but what about the Canadians that are out of work up there coming down?
Yeah, well, in fact, we just saw an article on the news today that up in Washington State, the people are being inundated with Canadians because the Canadian dollar is now stronger. They're coming across the border, and they have bought everything in some of these towns when they come across. So, Linda.
They've been doing that for quite some time even, you know. But the thing is, they're not making residence, but now they can.
Yeah. Well, it's not just Hispanics. No, it's everybody. And if you think they're just taking the stoop labor, you're wrong. They're the framers, they're your roofers, they're the people working on your computers.
Oh, hey. it's everything.
Yeah.
And it just seems to me like we got to get rid of this guy.
Well, you know what? We'll get a chance in November. Thanks a lot, Henry, for your phone
call.
Thanks,
Henry. Well, you're not alone because also in the news today, the owner of a famous beer stand at the Iowa State Fair says President Obama's visit last night cost him as much as $25,000. The Bud Tent, which has been serving fairgoers for 65 years, had to be shut down to the public during the presidential drop-in. Patrons had to be screened and scanned before being allowed to entry. This is what's funny, getting to this. I was the guy said I was in a position to make a campaign donation against my will. Said third-generation owner Mike Cunningham II to the Des Moines Register. Cunningham said, it should be noted, is a Republican. I wouldn't have voted for Obama before, and I won't again, he said. So it's just interesting.
So he had the beer franchise there at the big fair. Obama stops in. They shut down the beer garden.
Yep.
Well, you wouldn't want, you know, with these new laws they're working through, I think they just passed, which makes it illegal. Did you hear this, my friends? Makes it illegal to protest within so many 100 feet of the president. Which means that your First Amendment rights have just been stepped on. Thanks to the Democrats and the Republicans for that one.
Well, he said, now,
how long before the nighttime knock on the door because you dare speak out?
How about the black helicopters coming over? You know, the thing is you know, what else on this?
Well, it just said you know, he makes 50 grand a night. It cost him 25 grand or something like that. But it said that, you know, on one hand, he appreciated the historical part of it. But on the other hand, he said the small business owner side put a damper on what he was trying to do here.
Well, wait a minute. That's not – he's not – he didn't build that business anyway.
No.
He's not a business owner. It's Obama. Obama and the government gave him that business.
That's exactly right. And he said, you know, definitely put a damper on what he was trying to do there. A damper on it.
Well, you know, remember when Clinton held all the traffic up in L.A. when he was getting a haircut? Do you remember that? The haircut, and he put people, and they shut down LAX? We got to run. We come back. We've got some people here to talk about a great fundraiser for a veterans. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
From the Fox Business Network, consumer prices were flat in July from June, marking the second straight month of muted inflation. Expectations were for prices to rise 0.2%. Taking out the volatile food and energy portion, the core CPI was up 0.1% from June, slightly below what economists were looking for. And shares of Deere & Company are getting hit today after it missed expectations with its third quarter profit. The farm machinery maker reported earnings of $1.98, well below the $2.31 estimate, and revenue of nearly $9.6 billion topped expectations. Deere also cut its full-year sales outlook, citing the drought in the United States. And the New York Times has gone overseas to find its new CEO. The company has picked BBC Director General Mark Thompson to serve as its chief executive and president. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Liz McDonald.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores, with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/backup.
Play bingo at Wind River Casino, where high-stakes bingo is in action. Every last Sunday of the month, over $20,000. Let's go.
20 regular game marathon pays $1,000. Paper $35, PhDs $99.
We are the only place in town to offer a breakfast buffet free with your bingo buy-in.
Every last Sunday of the month, over $100,000 guaranteed cash given away every month.
You only have to be 18 to play.
Don't like to dob? Let the machine do the work for you and try our hands-free electronic bingo.
Play rock and roll bingo the second Friday of every month. Be ready for a game full of excitement, music, lights, and fun.
Over 7,500 in cash and prizes will go. 20 games pay $250. Hands-free electronic $25. Paper is only $10. Plus, on Wednesday, August 29th, 10 lucky winners will be selected for a chance at $500 in our Bingo's Night on the River drawing. For details, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to WinRiver.com and check out our Bingo calendar. Bingo calendar subject to change. It's better on the river.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
At Timberline Heating and Air, we know how hard-earned your money is, and we believe the reputation of the companies you do business with is important. At Timberline, we install the Carrier heating and cooling line of home comfort equipment. When you choose a Carrier system from Timberline Heating and Air, you're choosing the brand that invented the first modern air conditioning system way back in 1902 and has led the industry ever since. Reduce your energy costs and increase efficiency with the installation of a new Carrier heating and cooling system. Right now, if your home qualifies, you could receive up to $9,000 in rebates with Reading Electric Utilities' new home. Performance Program. Plus, utility rebates are available up to $1,550, and Carrier provides a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. From installation to maintenance to repair, call Timberline Heating and Air, including cleaning your entire heating and cooling system with our large truck-mounted commercial duct cleaning unit. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, your local heating and cooling experts.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the Boss, 7:35 in the morning, August the 15th. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew.
2143 Hilltop Drive, inside of Tobacco and Brew, is Espresso Joe's, where you can get your 20-ounce cold or hot coffee of the month for just $3. Also, an amazing price on coffee beans, 16-ounce coffee beans for the price of 12. Where else in town can you get that? You're watching your pennies, watching your dollars. Go to Tobacco and Brew and be treated with respect. Also, they are great Americans. They love this community. They give to this community. So let's give back. Support local.
Yeah, big shout out to Joe and Shelley. You know what? We've got somebody on the phone that's going to talk about, you know, we're talking about the fire danger. Right now, it's well over 24,000 acres up in Lassen. And if you take a look outside or just sniff, you can tell that fire is
going.
Yeah,
that sun this morning was amazing.
It's a red, you know, it's a red ball out there. And we've got on the line a representative from the of the Forest Service, Brenda Belongi, who is of course married to Bob Belongi.
Oh, who is Bad Bob? Fire weather forecaster.
Oh, fire weather forecaster. So she can talk about this. Brenda, good morning.
Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. I hope you're keeping your cool in this weather. It's I'm a penguin, and I don't care for the heat like this.
Well, we
know several people.
Yeah. But yesterday was a tough one because we were told with the California, across California, to keep your temperature down and don't use any major appliances. So we really adhered to that. That between 9 and 4, there could be a blackout. So what's happening today with our pressure and the weather, and what do we need to look out for?
Well, as you know, the fires are large, and most of the highest percentage of containment really out there is about 20% on the largest fires. There's a few that are higher than that, the smaller fires. And Bob had mentioned that you were interested in having a discussion about what planning level is, because this makes it into the news. And the kinds of things that determine planning level are basically current California national fire activity and the situation. And what's going on in the neighborhood is always very important. The national planning level, where maybe it's active in Montana or it's been active in Oklahoma, and that might affect things. The predicted fire potential, which is kind of where I play a part in that, and is it going to decrease, increase, stay the same, be high, lower, what's going to go on? And then also our resource availability. We only have so many crews, so many aircraft, so many dozers, so on. And if all of those are committed, then it becomes difficult to tackle new incidents or to find resources to help out with the ones that you have going on. So we have a ranking system. Actually, it's called preparedness level. I misspoke earlier. That goes from 1 to 5, and this is a system that's used nationally, and also applies to the national.
Brenda, does 5 mean the worst?
Yes.
Okay.
The preparedness level.
Right. So
used nationally or locally, 1 is not so no big deal, and
right.
5 is.
So where are we right now?
Everything. Right now, currently nationally and in Northern California, we are at preparedness level 4. And what that means is that we continue to see new fires that have to be addressed. We have numerous 100-plus acre fires in the neighborhood. We have resources that are being shared across geographic areas. And fire danger is high, and it's expected to stay that way over the next week. And we're getting very stretched. Our resources are actually pretty much committed, and we're at what we call drawdown, meaning that if you're looking for something, good luck finding it.
Well, you know, from what I understand is they're letting the Lassen fire burn. And it's kind of like using the, you know, saying that, well, let it burn out there in those areas where there's no structures, kind of clear out the forest. Is that true?
Well, there's various management strategies that are used, and I'm really not privy to all of those kinds of decisions that are made. I'm certainly not in on that. So that's kind of not in my pay grade.
Okay. Well, you know, so stay in your lane. But
yeah.
That's what I just, you know, I read it in the paper. If it's in the paper, it must be true. So where are we at? We're at, you know, across the nation even, aren't we? Aren't we in red as far as availability of air crews and planes and all that across the nation?
Correct.
So we get another big fire out here, we can just kind of like get our hoses out?
Well, I don't know about that so much. You know, there's plenty of local, government like City of Reading or the, local fire districts and that sort of thing. Sometimes they contribute resources to these things, but mostly people in town don't have to worry about that.
Well, you know, but that's really, I'm really glad that those people paid their fire taxes, that new tax we got for every building you have out there, because now you're going to have CAL FIRE, somebody standing right there to protect your property after paying your taxes, right?
I love sarcasm, Carl. That's so awesome.
Well, that's what it's about, right?
Well, actually, that money is slated, as I understand reading the legislation, for prevention.
Oh, prevention. Well, the first 2 years of it goes to pay for admin, though, you know, to set up those hundreds and hundreds of people to collect your money in another unfair, unvoted-on tax presented by the Democrats here in California.
Hey, again, you know, that's kind of a state thing or whatever, and I'm talking about federal stuff here, although the state does use preparedness levels as we do. It's always an interagency game.
Okay, now, Brenda, from what I understand, then, is that the fire danger is going up. The lack of fire crews is also, or the availability of fire crews and equipment is going down.
Well, actually, we're kind of at rock bottom on availability of resources. We're there.
Okay.
So I don't think we can go a heck of a lot lower right now on that, from what intelligence people tell me. And as far as conditions that are out there, some of our areas are setting record levels for fuel conditions. We've never seen it this severe before across the Northern Sierra, the Southern Cascades, and points eastward, even here in the Sacramento Valley. And so people need to be very, 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 very careful. We don't really need any fires.
We don't need an igniter.
Exactly. And
okay.
We don't need folks going out in the woods and you know, not tending to their campfires. In fact, don't even start a campfire outside of the designated campgrounds and this sort of
definitely.
Okay. Hey, Brenda, thank you so much.
Really appreciate you calling in and keeping us informed.
No worries. You know, you can always call me and ask me these questions. If I can answer them, I will.
Okay, great.
Thanks
a lot. Brenda Belongi.
You're welcome.
Coming up, we're going to be talking about Team Monkey Wrench. What the heck is that? It's a spaghetti fun. What we're going to talk about, forget about all the food and all that good stuff. We're talking about Team Monkey Wrench. We're going to come back and we're going to introduce you to a really cute guy by the name of Dustin Taylor. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors, and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jesrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 7:45 in the morning here, August the 15th. And again, thank you all for bumping our ratings up again. You know what? We just appreciate you all so much. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership. What can I say? They are your neighbors giving you the best deals on the best cars, the best trucks, and the best SUVs right here in town. They take great pride in the vehicles they sell and then the service they provide. Redding Crown Motors at 555 Cypress Avenue. Or give them a call, 223-2177. Say, hey, I want this kind of vehicle. And they're going to say, come on down. We got a great deal on it. So head on down to Redding Crown Motors.
All right. We are here with Chris McCandles and Dustin Taylor, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How are you guys doing this morning? And, you know, this Saturday you guys are putting on an incredible spaghetti feed fundraiser, and you're calling it Team Monkey Wrench. This is for the soldiers, Wounded Warrior Project and Homeward Bound Project. Wow. Okay, tell us all about it.
Well, one of the guys in my unit, I'm in the Reserves Army right now, and he brings up a thing called a Tough Mudder competition. It's a worldwide thing, so we like, sure, why not? We'll go try it. So we're working more into it.
That's Mudder with M-U-D-D-E-R.
Correct. Yeah, so it's a very dirty competition.
Okay, well, explain to us. I mean, it's like, you know, talking about the inside of an engine and not even understanding what that means. Mudder, go tell us what that is.
The Tough Mudder, it's made by British Special Forces a few years back. It's, like I said, worldwide. They'll go anything from 10-mile course to a 13-mile course, and you'll have maybe 25, 28 obstacles in between that you have to go through. And it's just everything from going through the mud, going underneath the water, jumping in the water, just trying to swing across monkey bars, just...
The Marine Corps for years, HM-163, Evil Eyes, squadron put on the mud run at El Toro. And what it was something just like this. And they had teams come in all over from Southern California, teams of four. And the big part of it was a 400-yard-long canal trench filled with water and mud. They would add mud to it. That you had to run through, and you have SEAL teams coming in, you know, Marine Corps teams, but all types of firemen, civilians, everything. And it was absolutely the dirtiest you could possibly get, and that was without obstacles. And it was like, I think it was 4 miles. And, but you had, you know, you ran and you had to go over some walls, you had to go over a few things, but the big thing was the long ditch. And you couldn't come out of there. You came out of there covered with mud. People would have their boots pulled off. You would literally duct tape your trousers to yourself afterwards. I mean, because they would just pull it off. Now that's what I'm picturing, except I think it's going to be even worse if you haven't done this before.
It looks pretty amazing.
Bring lots of duct tape. You know what? You think I'm kidding. Bring duct tape.
So Dustin Taylor is just a strapping lad that's here, and you were saying that
an Afghan veteran too.
That's right. Thank you very much for your service. Team Monkey Wrench.
Yeah.
All right. So, and we love the fact that Millie and Kathy, they're at Class Classic Cafe. This is their spaghetti. They're donating.
Yes.
They're wonderful ladies.
They're amazing.
They do so much for our veterans. And the music, Chris McCandles and Summer Chappelle, tell us what's going on.
Well, I'm going to be singing some of the patriotic songs, of course, that I wrote. And then we're going to have Summer Chappelle come on at probably about 7 o'clock. And she's going to do a show for us and everything. So we're pretty excited about what's going to happen there. And But we invite everybody to come on out and support the veterans.
So it's $10 tickets, and mm-hmm. you can buy the tickets. If you can't get down there, you can get them at Classic Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
And time
which is on Athens.
Yeah, that's
on Athens.
Time and date again, place of the event this Saturday.
Saturday evening. It starts at 6 o'clock. It's probably going to go till 9. But we, like I said, then. Millie and Kathy, they're just super, super, super gals.
It's going to be at the VFW Hall downtown by the post office.
All right.
On Yuba Street. So if you buy a ticket at $10, you get great food because that's what Millie and Kathy do. Give them a call at 244-4939. Or Chris at 524-5530. Now, some of the money, the money is, the proceeds, of course, they're going to go for Team Monkey Wrench. And that, and when you all enter, that the proceeds from that go to Wounded Warriors.
Yes.
In this. Yeah. So this isn't just a, you know, maybe we're going to go over there and run and hurt ourselves.
Right.
The proceeds all go to help our Wounded Warriors. Yeah. And which, by the way, my friends, near and dear to our hearts. We've had a member of our families in Reading here, a son, a Marine Sergeant, that was wounded in Afghanistan last Thursday. He's back in
days
the States
ago.
Now. Yeah, it was last Thursday we heard about it. He's at Walter Reed right now, recovering. Many others of his, of several others in his patrol were injured. These are things you don't hear about. You hear about the deaths, but you don't hear about all the injured. And that's where the money is going to for the proceeds from this Team Mutter.
Praise God for that.
Yeah. And so that's going to be, again, this Saturday, August 18th. You can go down there, I mean, the night of it, and just buy a ticket.
Yeah, you can go right to the door.
Or go to Classic Cafe with Millie and Kathy and get it from them, too, $10 for a ticket. And I tell you what, with the type of entertainment you're having with Chris and Summer Chappelle, you're getting a big night there for $10.
You guys do so much for our community. We
you really
appreciate
do.
So much,
yeah.
Chris. That every veteran, you are just like
you're
the
there.
National
you're
anthem,
there.
Your originals that you've done. The you've got four now, right?
I've got five.
Five.
Yeah.
Okay. The first one, tell us the titles of those songs again.
Well, I have Back to Basics, which, of course, is one that was inspired by my son.
Yeah, that's a great song.
You
great
know,
song.
He's, and Shane Cooley, which, like I said, he's got the wristband on that he wears.
Mm-hmm.
And
and
basically, you know, the whole thing is that the, and the other ones is Lost But Not Forgotten, of course,
right.
Which is for the Missing in America project.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then we got Town Pride, which is, was written for the, our town becoming a Purple Heart city.
Right.
And let's see, we've got Lost But Not Forgotten, Town Pride, and we have Remember 9/11, which
right.
I wrote last year so everybody can't forget why we're fighting the battle that we're fighting
okay.
now. And then, of course, the latest one is a song written called Homeward Bound, and it was from a poem from Senior Chief Rob Burrows.
Right.
And it was when he was over in Afghanistan, he served two tours over there. And it was from one of the battles that he had in Fallujah, and he'd woke up in the middle of the night and wrote the poem, and he asked me to go ahead and do that. And so I went ahead and put it to music and everything. It's pretty profound. I mean, he's starting up the Homeward Bound Foundation, and that's where some of the proceeds that are left over are going into that to help kids who are coming back from Afghanistan or wherever.
Great.
And it takes a while for them to get into the system.
Okay.
So.
Well, thanks so much for all that you do. And we're going to have to take a quick break here on KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Mark with SuperClean. Is your wood, deck, or fence looking old and gray and showing its age? SuperClean's special three-step process will restore sun and weather-damaged fences and decks, making them look new again. Ask us about our new stain options, giving you a variety of beautiful wood finishes. Go to supercleanroof.com and view several of our amazing wood transformations. Then call us for a free estimate at 339-5882. That's 339-5882.
Yeah. Smitty's Heating and Cooling, locally owned since 1994, is all about your family's comfort and peace of mind. With the warm weather here, it's important to get the highest level of value, service, and installation with a Carrier air conditioning system that will provide indoor comfort all year round.
REU's Home Performance Program will increase the efficiency of your home and provide energy savings with the installation of a new Carrier heating system. If your home qualifies, rebates are available up to $9,000. Plus, utility and manufacturer rebates and federal tax credits are available over $1,550.
Remember our affiliate, Ducks in a Row? They can also increase efficiency with their high-powered duct cleaning system. Act now and receive $50 off your duct cleaning.
Turn to the experts at Smitty's Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier Factory authorized dealer. Call 221-2600. Smitty's Heating and Cooling, the most trusted name in customer care.
Legally Blonde, the musical, will take over the Shasta College Theater stage from August 9th to the 25th. 11 performances, including two Sunday matinees of this hard-driving, dance-happy musical, will delight Reading Theater buffs. Elle Woods ventures to Harvard School of Law to win back her boyfriend, only to discover that being true to yourself never goes out of style. Tickets are available at the door or can be purchased in advance at shastacollege.edu/theater.
I'm here with Joe Adamson of Adamson's Peak Performance. What's going on at Adamson's?
Hi, Rachel. Summer's here, and you know what that means. Swimsuits, shorts, tank tops. Now's the time to get started. Virtually every client that comes to Adamson's Peak Performance wants three things: lose fat, look better, and feel healthier. We've developed a personal training and nutrition program that accomplishes just that.
Can you tell us a little bit about this program?
Yes, it's called the New Body 180 because it's 180 days long and because it includes everything you need to make a 180-degree change in the way you look and feel.
Well, I hear you've had some really great results with this program.
We've had women lose up to 3 jean sizes in just the first 12 weeks.
To get started or for more information on the New Body 180, call Steve at 221-8006 or go online to adamsonspeakperformance.com. Get the New Body 180. Turn your life around with Adamson's Peak Performance.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaugh, 7:56 in the morning. We kind of like ran over on that last one. And Fargy, I got your PM, your personal message here on the chat room. Give me a call at 605-4565 at about 9:30 today. I want to talk to you about what you just put in there. I don't think that's true, what was said, and I'll tell you why. Anyway, let's talk about the Board of Supervisors got together, and they voted 3-2 to have a, you know, anti-sugary drink month. And but yet, two of our supervisors decided they didn't, you know what, I don't want to vote for that. So, you know, it's a sugar avoidance proclamation, and it was Supervisor Les Baugh initiated the proclamation, noting his family struggles with obesity and the high rate of problem in the county, with studies pegging Shasta County's obese population at 65%. Now, Les, I like Les. Les is a good guy. So do we need to have a sugar avoidance proclamation? According to Leonard Modi, who is the board chairman, it's a little too much kind of big brother government telling you what to eat. I have a problem being too specific. And agreeing with him was Supervisor Linda Hartman. Said she also felt that Think Before You Drink Sugary Beverages Month was too much. Well, you think? But the people that supported this, of course, are Les Baugh, David Kehoe, and Glenn Hawes, who seemed to agree. Well, okay, did he seem to agree? Did he agree? You know, obviously he did. He voted. Do we need things like this? I mean, really, do we need this? We've got Bloomberg in New York outlawing drinks over 16 ounces. Now we've got avoid sugary drinks. How about this? How about we have a proclamation for a month? Leonard, you're the board chairman. Why don't you start a proclamation of get off your butt, get off the couch, and get outside and exercise month? How about that instead of avoiding sugary drinks? How about getting out and exercising? Get out and walk. How about something like that? Maybe then, if, you know, the family that has obesity in it can then lose some weight. How about that? I think that would be a good month. Get out and exercise month. I don't even know why we're spending time talking about that. We can go into the Welcome Back, Cotter. Remember Welcome Back, Cotter?
Yes, the Sweat Hogs.
The Sweat Hogs. Well, you remember Horshack?
Yeah. I know.
He died yesterday. Oh. 63 years old. You know, I started taking it personally when people in their early 60s are dying from heart attacks. I mean, you know, Ron Palillo. And but remember Horshack? I mean, he was kind of a kind of guy.
And it said in that he always could never outlive that role. And, you know, that's a hard one when you get a stigma, I guess, or a you know, something that you were. And I you know, I hate to say this, but a lot of times, no matter what we've done in our lives, you know, I talk about this with my former gold digger girlfriends that worked with Dean Martin, of course, who were the Dean Martin Gold Diggers. That no matter what they've done, written books, done movies, you know, they still are considered gold diggers. I gotta go with that one. You're listening to this is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. They came to America illegally and now have a new way to stay. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
Immigration offices are now accepting applications for deferred action, a program outlined in June by President Obama that allows young immigrants to get work visas and delay deportation.
We don't know what the requirements are, but we're trying to get ahead of time and trying to have all our documents ready.
She was one of hundreds outside the Mexican consulate in Houston. To be eligible, immigrants must prove they arrived in the U.S. before turning 16 or 30 or younger, have not been convicted of serious crimes, and are in school, graduated, or served in the military. Republicans complain the policy is backdoor amnesty. Dave.
Jared, President Obama will campaign in Iowa again today, ready to attack Mitt Romney over Medicare again, as the Republican continues to say the White House is running a campaign of anger, division, and hate. If you want to vote in November in Pennsylvania, you need an ID, a law that's just withstood a challenge. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has this live.
Commonwealth Court Judge Robert Simpson refused to grant an injunction to halt the law requiring voters to show valid photo ID. Civil rights groups have argued that the Pennsylvania voter identification law discriminates, making it harder for minorities, elderly, and young adults to vote. Opponents are expected to file an appeal to the state Supreme Court. Supporters of the law, including Republicans who control the legislature and governor's office, say it helps prevent voter fraud. Dave?
Courtney, Drew Peterson has dropped his mistrial attempt in Illinois over prosecutor attempts to enter evidence not admissible. Peterson's charged with killing his third wife while wife number four remains missing. What's it like to be evacuated by a wildfire that's already burned down 70 homes?
It's awful. You can't even explain what's going on in your mind. You're like sick to your stomach.
She's one of nearly 1,000 people forced out near Clee Ellum in central Washington by a 40-square-mile fire barely contained. On Wall Street, the Dow down 8. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Jay with SafeLight Auto Glass.
We know you depend on your vehicle, so when you have auto glass damage, you need it fixed fast. SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so when you schedule a replacement with SafeLight, we'll get you back on your way faster. Plus, our work is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered anywhere.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call 1-800-800-2727, or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
How do we get a diagnosis?
What are the stages of the disease?
When someone in your life has Alzheimer's, not a day goes by that you don't have questions.
Do we need full-time care?
Are there any new treatments?
So many questions. Where do you start?
How will I pay for this?
Where can I get help?
Alzheimer's.gov, a reliable resource for information about Alzheimer's and related dementias.
What happens next?
Where can I find answers?
Alzheimer's.gov, the answers start here.
What's going on in Syria are crimes against humanity. That's what a panel appointed by the UN's Human Rights Council concludes, saying the Assad regime and pro-government forces have carried out murders and torture and rape, paving the way for possible war crimes trials for members of the Syrian government in the future. Inside Syria today, more fighting.
The very old and the very young are the only ones left in many Syrian towns, where the young men have gone off to fight and the children play in the wreckage of battle, turning the turret of a destroyed government tank. Families who have money have fled, but most cannot. They remain behind, scrapping for bread now distributed by the rebel fighters who control the town.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in northern Syria.
Each night, the town gets shelled from a government outpost a few miles away. The soldiers fire artillery into buildings filled with civilians, their own people, apparently using the town's water tower as an aiming point.
Britain's Prince Philip is in a Scottish hospital. Buckingham Palace calls it a precautionary measure, not giving details of the Queen's husband's condition. It's Shark Week on TV, but some fear it's sharks who are the ones in danger.
Environmentalists say it is a predator that is in need of rescue. One of the ocean's most perfect killing machines, the great white. They're petitioning the government to declare the great white off the coast of California an endangered species. It's estimated there are about 340 individual great white sharks left, and there could be fewer than 100 breeding females. The main threat is to shark pups who become entangled in gill nets. The other threat is pollution. Young great whites have the second highest mercury level on record, and there is evidence as well of PCB and DDT. Bill Fitka, Fox News Radio.
If you spend $2 today, you could win $320 million.
Winning ticket, right? It's the winning ticket.
The Powerball jackpot tonight is up to $320 million. That is the fourth largest in its history. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, and our friends out there, good morning. 805 on August the 15th, 530-605-4567 is our phone lines. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And I'm seeing there's Sun Gold and Fargy and Angel and Indy.
Good morning, Cat Packers.
A whole bunch of people in there. Yeah, and of course, Linda. You've been coming up with all types of neat things today.
Well, you know what I wanted to be able to start, you know, just before we even go anywhere, is it something that's something for us to be mindful of, and I just think if we hear it a lot, but there is a report out that says that the West Nile virus is spreading faster than it has in years. States are reporting more cases than usual, and 16 people have died to West Nile virus this summer in Texas. That's out of 381 cases of the illness. Nationwide, there's been at least 693 cases and 28 deaths. The mild winter and ample spring rains allowed the mosquito population to build up early. So there's 32 states have had case of West Nile virus. Louisiana's had 6 deaths. California's had 23 cases, with one of which was fatal. And so it's going to get worse. But basically, this is not a scare tactic or anything like that. This is just information happen. We want to remind you.
In our last hour, too, we talked about fire danger. And the fire danger is, by talking to one of Brenda Belongi, who works in the fire prediction, weather prediction, is that this is the worst that they can remember in recent history as far as the conditions for fires. And to make that even worse is there are so many fires right now is that the availability of equipment and fire teams to combat these fires is at the max. Everything is maxed out. So if you get another fire, it could be a problem. Now, so the reason we're talking about this is we love going out in the outdoors here, up here in the North State. But if you're going out, remember that, you know, that little spark in that fire where you could ordinarily take care of that, could once it starts, you're not going to stop it. The other thing, too, is you're hauling your RV or you're hauling your boat or something, the chains going from your car to the trailer, if they're dragging on the ground, and how many of you have seen this, they cause sparks. Sparks cause fires. And if you look at that last big fire going up on 5 to heading 5 north, fires all along the road because the chains started the fires, and hundreds of acres burned.
Yeah, the bad thing is you get what's called a line ignite along the road where you have the fire spread out over a very large area very quickly, and that's very tough to fight. Also, some of our worst fires here in Shasta County, one started by a gentleman who decided to mow the lawn at 110 degrees up there in Jones Valley.
Well, you know, just cutting the grass at 110 degrees is a little weird anyway. So just be aware of all these things that happen. And again, my friends, because of the temperature, they just arrested a woman in, I think, Nevada for leaving her kids in the car while she went shopping. Kids or animals, do not leave them unattended in your car.
Kids or animals. Like kids are. So he said kids or animals. Kids.
Well, that should be said. Well, kids are animals. Last night. Okay. Let's go. You know what? Let's go to Susan East because we're going to get off on another tangent here. And Susan is going to give us a lowdown of what's happening in Wall Street with our Wells Fargo advisor. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. Well, mixed economic data has caused the market searching for direction this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up fractionally at 13,172. The S&P 500 is up a point at 1,405. And the Nasdaq Composite is positive 11 points at 3,028. Some of the day's biggest movers, General Electric, up a penny, trading at $20.95. Pfizer, positive 15 cents at $24.13. Ford, up a penny at $9.45. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, PepsiCo's positive 22 cents at $72.46 per share. Pacific Gas and Electric down 6 cents at $45.22. AT&T down a nickel at $37.10. Over to commodities, gold is up $3.40 an ounce at $1,605. Silver's up a nickel at $27. Crude oil positive 9 cents, trading at $93 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, did you just say that that Wall Street was looking for direction?
Yes.
Well?
The market's very flat.
Why don't we know you, and we know you know what you're talking about. Why don't you give them a call?
Okay, I'll talk to them.
Yeah, call whoever's down there in charge and say,
days of summer.
There you go. Okay. You know what? And remember, wear your mask when you go outside today. It's going to get worse.
I'm staying in. Okay.
All right, Susan, thank you
Take
so
care.
Much.
Have a great day.
You bet. You too. That's Susan Eastman and the rest of our advisors from Wells Fargo Advisors over on Park Marina Drive. Stop by. You know what they're looking at? Let's just listen to them when they talk about what's happening in the market. You know that they're studying it. You know they know what's going on. Head on down and see them. Tom Basenko, Sheriff Tom Basenko is in the studio.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. How are
Good
you?
Good morning, Tom.
Great. And we're going to take a quick break and come back. We're going to be talking about
Sheriff.
Has it worked? Don't say anything yet.
Okay.
That's a teaser. Has it worked, though? We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors, and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
I'm called the Guru, and I'm going to teach you how to flow life's energy through your chakras so you can view the world through your third eye.
Flow freely through my what's? Hate to break it to you, Mr. Guru, sir, but I've only got two eyes. Hey, Papa Bear, how's the dancing coming?
Ooh, these guys sure know how to have fun.
I know we're trying to find our inner bear and all so we can make Black Bear Diner the best it can be for our customers.
Remember, guys, the journey to enlightenment flows along a path in and out of the surrounding world.
Do you have any idea what this guy's talking about, Papa Bear?
Not really. Do you?
Nope. All I can think about is enjoying a Bigfoot chicken fried steak with mashed potatoes smothered in country gravy.
Yeah, or huge Hungry Man steak and eggs breakfast. It's served all day.
Let's go give our inner bear something to chew on.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Yeah, the Peter Gunn theme. You know, that's our police theme.
I feel like it's a Peter Gunn thingy.
No, theme.
What is it with you and thingy?
Yeah, the story that you keep saying that. I mean, you know.
You're talking about the airport machine, the airport thingy.
Let's do the weather here. We haven't given the weather in a while.
Well, it's I don't have it in front of me right now.
It's
currently 78 degrees.
And it's going to get up
101
to like
101 degrees.
Gonna
be, we have a slight chance of showers today.
A slight chance of showers?
Weather's always brought to mind, Samuel Vineyards.
474-5546. They've got music, of course, on the weekends, and they have pizza on Thursdays, plus a regular menu, and then they have lunches, too. And it is a great place to go and eat. And Samuel Vineyards, you know, ambiance, service, top of the line. And Somo Vineyards. Sheriff Tom Basenko.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great.
All right. Let's ask the first question.
Okay.
To combat all rumors, you are running for office again.
Every day.
All right.
The election isn't until 2014.
I know.
It's a ways off.
But you hear these rumors because all these other things that are going on.
Yeah. What rumors?
Well, these aren't rumors, but Connie Regnell.
Regnell,
is retiring, I guess,
mm-hmm.
in
yep.
December.
Yeah, she's announced
and she's
that.
An elected, yeah, elected official. Yep. And then also the Director of Social Services.
Martha McKenzie
yep. is mm-hmm. also, she's retiring here. Mm-hmm. So those are two real big fills.
Yep, Martha has been with the county for a very long time. And then Connie's been here quite a while, too.
That's right. An elected position, too, so we have to
hers
figure out.
Hers is an elected position, yeah.
What's going to happen. She'll be back in town. She's on vacation now. I mean, Connie's been on. We'll talk mm-hmm. to her when she gets back. Well, good. So we just want to get that out of the way and because you just hear these rumors flying around, but we know that Sheriff Tom is here. Now, tell us, opening the third deck.
Or the floor.
Or the everybody floor, whatever floor it was, right. Everybody's called it the third floor, but it's a floor. Do you see results?
Yeah, if people have been watching the headlines and stuff, and it seems to have put a damper on that, we're still running about, I was looking at the population count and a report that I get every day, we're still running right around 88%, anywhere from 85 to 88%. Sometimes we'll, just before we were opening that, we're still around 90 to 95%, which is kind of packed to the gills.
Mm-hmm.
But we're running around 88%, as I said. That's helped a lot. It seems that looking at the headlines, I won't say there's a downturn, but it seems to have at least been a little bit of a damper. Of course,
getting the worst ones put away.
Yes, and then we have secured a contract with El Dorado County for out-of-county beds. We're getting ready to ship some people out and do a warrant sweep. So if you have a warrant out there, we might be knocking on your door, coming for you to ship you out of town. Or,
Can we have like a bon voyage, kind of a bon voyage party for them? All of us get out there on the street when the bus pulls away and takes them into
some place? Streamers and everything and.
Yeah.
See you later.
That'd be kind of cool.
See you later, alligator.
Okay, now when you get like bed space like that, can you put, and we've got people that have been sentenced for a year or 2 years mm-hmm. or 3 years, something like that. Those are the ones we can send away then, right?
We can, now.
Or do you want to do it that way?
We're probably going to look for the people that have not been showing up for their work release programs and those not completing their sentences. And then there's also some parolees that are doing up to 180 days in jail. Maybe some of those haven't been showing up either, so we're going to ship them out. But they usually have to be sentenced people because we don't want to drive back and forth picking people up for court.
Right. That's what I'd be thinking. People that are already in the slammer.
It'll be a good adjustment tool to get them back on board for showing up to serve their sentence for offender accountability. It's also for the victims, because the people that were victimized, they want to see these people do their time in jail and serve their sentences also.
You're right. People want to see some kind of punishment if somebody has intruded on their property, stolen their stuff, anything like that. You want to have some kind of closure where you see the person goes to jail. I mean, it's not right. They shouldn't just be walking around.
You know, we'll be going to the board next week with the community corrections plan. Part of that is to secure about $500,000 for these out-of-county beds. It's definitely not a solution to everything. These beds, if you multiplied it out at $100 a day, 100 inmates, that's $10,000 a day. And then if you had them in for a whole year, that's $3.7 million. Well, yeah. Obviously, we don't have that kind of money.
Well, but like you said, you know, something for 6 months to take the worst guys off the street.
Right.
That, you know, or take ones that are already in jail and are going to be there for 6 months. Just move them over so we don't have to worry about them. Now, the other thing, though, is that it cost us between $80 and $100 per prisoner. Why does it only cost less than $60?
Probably due to the cost of their operations and what they pay their officers there.
They pay overall. Less than we pay ours in the jail?
I don't know what they pay their deputies or correctional officers, but it has to be less for their operational costs.
Yeah.
Another county we're looking at is about $77 a day, and another one was $84. El Dorado was $90. Alameda, we're still working on that contract due to some liability issues. It's called indemnification, and they were at $125 a day.
Well,
so it's expensive.
Well, you know, and before anybody asks, no, we can't put them in the tents. No, we can't put them
exactly.
into the same type of living conditions Marines and sailors and soldiers have in the field. We can't do that because we just don't treat our prisoners like that. Sheriff Tom Basenko is our guest, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Great.
A few extra minutes for family time, cheering your son's baseball team to victory, beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day, and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains. And if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you this solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free.
Imagine a future where your body is sculpted, not by needles with pain and bruising, not with painful invasive surgery, but with light, shrinking your fat cells painlessly, giving you unbelievable results. That future is now, Reading Body Genesis. Body sculpting unlike anything you have ever experienced. Medically directed, FDA approved. Reading Body Genesis, 356-2590. Man made better.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At PACE, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen PACE Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at PACE Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. They continue to grow, the little station that could. 8:24 in the morning, Carl and the Bot. Good morning, August the 15th.
We also want to thank all of you for liking us on Facebook. Last night we had a great time on KIXC. It's the pledge drive for the next few weeks. And, of course, we had a great time there last night. Jackie Ivanko, who is a child protege, you might have seen her on America's Got Talent. She was 10 years old when she sent in her opera rendition of her audition, and America just went gaga. 5 million view hits later, she was chosen along with, voted as the winner of America's Got Talent. Now she's traveling around the world, and last night was a debut of a new special that she has on for PBS, and it's movies of the music of the movies. So we went in last night, and of course they ask whenever the KIXC, we really believe in PBS and we believe in their programming, because where else do you get to see this family friendly kind of, great shows that everybody
that
can see?
You don't have to really worry about covering
wonderful.
Your kids' ears,
right,
just in case.
Yeah. Right. Everything is done with great taste and dignity. And so we pledged last night, and I guess evidently pictures, they put us on Facebook, and a lot of you liked us, and we just want to say thank you. Support PBS. We think it's a great way for you to be informed, educational programs, and if you're going to put your kids in front of the TV, I hope it's at all, it's in front of watching the PBS cartoons, because we know that the content's going to be something that you don't have to think about.
That's right. I mean, you might want to, if they watch the PBS NewsHour, you might want to, watch them. Maybe don't let them watch that, unless you're going to talk to them about the other side. Oh, okay, but it's something else. Sheriff Tom Basenko is our guest.
Good morning.
And Sheriff Tom's out there in the middle of all these fires and everything. You heard about what we were talking about. What do you...
Generally, August...
Do you have any problems out there with the people?
Not with the people. We've had to do evacuations up in the Lakehead area when we had the salt fire up there a week or two ago. And then we were preparing for evacuations in eastern Shasta County with the Reading Fire. And the Reading Fire is near Old Station, Hat Creek, came out of Lassen National Park.
24,000
acres.
Plus. And they've only got, 20% of it contained.
Yeah, it's still
about
growing.
20% contained.
It's still growing. That threat is now subsided as far as evacuations for the Hat Creek, Old Station area. But we work closely with the fire crews there to stay abreast of those needs and working with them. And so, August is a very high fire danger month. We get some of our highest temperatures here in Shasta County during that time. Fuel danger is high, the heat, and fires can grow rapidly.
That's what we were just talking about, chains on vehicles. And, as they're driving down the road.
Oh, trailer chains, yeah.
The trailer chains and the safety chains, and how that can just start a series fire, where it just goes
absolutely.
spot to spot.
Yes.
Tom, one of the things we were talking about in the break is we haven't seen the end of dumping prisoners on us, have we?
No. I was reading in the LA Times the other day that the prison system has not reached the benchmarks that they were anticipating. And I'll have a conference call tomorrow with our state sheriffs, and usually we tune in with the secretary of CDCR, the prison system, and we want to ask those, and we have a meeting coming up pretty soon with him. But they haven't reached those benchmarks, and as a result, the federal judges could say, hey, you need to release more, or we're going to do it. And so that's the thing that you might see coming. I won't say dumping, because they are returning to us, but that still puts a huge impact on law enforcement, the jails, the courts, everything.
That's a great point you just brought up. Now, and this still is a misnomer out there, is that we're getting dumped. We're getting prisoners that don't even belong to Shasta County getting dumped on us.
No, those are the people we have sent to prison.
Right. These are ours. These are our own homegrown thugs.
Yes.
Right. Okay. As opposed to L.A. thugs.
Correct. Nothing keeps them from absconding and coming up here. But, no, they're not just shipping L.A. people here and dumping them off. But our law enforcement levels are strapped due to budget cuts. And at least for the sheriff's office, we had layoffs in 2009. And then we see this shift of prison realignment, putting them here. And it's not good. And coming up in November, there's the governor's initiative for basically raising sales tax and not saying good or bad or promoting it or either way. But if that doesn't pass, which I'm presuming it may not, there's trigger cuts, and then our sheriff's budget could be impacted, county budgets can be impacted, schools. But then you read the headlines, and they miraculously find $54 million.
Or more.
In an account. Or more. There's probably more out there.
I think they said $200 million. They were going through different audits, over $200-something million in these things that are just hidden. They're in slush funds that are hidden. And I understand what, you know, and the governor is going to say this. He is going to say that we're going to shut down everything. But it's not that we don't have enough money in the state of California. We are still like the world's 10th largest economy. I think it's just the way we spend things.
It's about spending. The revenue is not there. So in your own home, you have a budget.
Yeah.
And if your revenue, your income isn't coming in, you have to cut back a little bit. You may not be able to have cable TV, or you may not be able to go out to dinner as much as you'd like to. You have to live within your means. The state hasn't been doing that. We've had about a $15 billion deficit for a number of years, and that deficit sometimes grows up to about $25
billion. And so the way to handle this, of course, is to get more money to spend, and if they don't get this, because they won't balance the budget and they won't make the hard decisions, is then cut back on the one thing they should be doing, public safety and infrastructure. And when I say infrastructure, not the high-speed train to nowhere.
You know, and that's right in the California Constitution, that public safety is a top priority and should be one of the first things that government does.
Yeah.
Is public safety, public protection.
Yeah, and I don't see in there that it says that free medical care or scholarships are still illegal. I didn't see anywhere in the Constitution of California or the United States that that's right to be offered. Okay, well, we've got a few seconds here. When we come back, we want to talk about, you know, one of the things that happens when we keep prisoners is the fact that there may be, following the prisoners comes the lawyers.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio. Our guest, Sheriff Tom Basenko. We're going to take a quick break for the news, and we'll be right back.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. A day after telling a largely black audience that Mitt Romney would put the middle class back in chains, Vice President Biden speaks again shortly in Virginia. While Romney said those remarks were a new low for President Obama's team, there's also a fight brewing over Medicare.
We're seeing the campaigns accusing each other of rank dishonesty. The Romney-Ryan ticket is determined that before November 6th, every senior in America will have heard their charge that President Obama is looting $716 billion from Medicare to pay for Obamacare. The Obama campaign says those cuts are being made to Medicare providers, insurers, and doctors, not to Medicare seniors.
Fox's James Rosen in Oxford, Ohio, where Romney's running mate Paul Ryan speaks tonight. A panel appointed by the UN Human Rights Council has accused Syrian leader Bashar Assad of overseeing war crimes and crimes against humanity. Fox News. We report, you decide.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors, and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State
who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda, about 8:35 in the morning, August the 15th. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue, right down from Classic Cafe. I tell you what, great haircuts they give. You know, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. But just great haircuts, and you find out what's going on. A retired policeman in there, and you're seeing kids. People of all ages, because you get great haircuts from great people. DC Tim and the new Man in Black. Man's Last Stronghold down there, Cypress Square Barbershop.
Currently it says that it's 74 degrees, a smoky outside. And it looks like, according to the forecast now, it's supposed to be 104. Tomorrow looks like 104, Friday 104, and Saturday 97. That's according to our AccuWeather, the update. I just put my head out the back door. Boy, it's amazingly smoky. It is the just filled with air. So be careful today, again, with Weather Stories brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Our guest is Tom Basenko, Sheriff Tom Basenko. Welcome back to the program.
Good morning.
Let's talk about for these prisoners that are incarcerated and they happen to stay in longer, and lawyers. What's the problem that we're going to be facing there?
We'll be seeing that, especially with the state inmates. Now we house parolees, where parolees used to go back to prison to serve their time. Now we have to house them under the law. So it started in the prison system. It was a case called Armstrong. And then the inmates were suing the state for American Disabilities Act, ADA issues. And that could be anything from my cell is too narrow to accommodate my wheelchair, I'm hearing impaired, and you have to make some reasonable accommodations for my hearing impairment, sight impairment, other mobilities, or other ADA issues under the law. And we are starting to see that in other parts of the state where the lawyers are already coming in. Hey, we want to inspect your jail to see if it's compliant with this case that is making its way through the courts on the state side. But now it's going to spill over for all the counties, and that's going to be costly.
Now, where does that money come from?
Fight litigation?
Well, either fight litigation or say, okay, these counters are an inch too high because really that we didn't need to have them like this before, or this is this way or this is this way. If once it's pointed out, do we fight it for the chance of being grandfathered, or is it the kind of thing as, okay, we need to just go back and rehab everything on this deck?
It depends on what the issues are and what they are. Most of the time, we can make reasonable accommodations for certain things, like maybe a sight impaired. Maybe they need larger print of something. Hearing impaired might be able to get hearing aids. So there's a lot of different issues. We do have compliance with for wheelchairs. I know.
I'm sorry. I could just see Sheriff Tom in there at bedtime reading stories to the sight impaired. Hey, that's the way we're handling it. Right? Our deputies read them stories at night.
But all these come about in lawsuits, and you say, who pays for it? In the state, the state pays for it, taxpayers. Mm-hmm. In the counties, if we were getting sued for ADA issues or anything else, the county pays for that. It comes out of our general coffers.
And that's what I was getting at, is that, you know, the jails were not built.
That's correct.
To handle Absolutely. People that are going to be there for 3, 4, 5, 6 years.
We got a person sentenced right now in the Shasta County Jail to 10 years. I got about 30 people that are serving more than 1 year up to 10-year sentences. Another place in California, Southern California, a person is serving 28 years. And another place, 23 years. Our jails were not designed for that.
That's right. And it's because, oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. You finish and I just...
Well, said. Just my last thought on it is because they weren't built for this. They were built just for a holding cell and for short-timers that none of these were taken into account. And so, you know, there is no exercise yards. There is none of these things.
Oh, we do have exercise yards. That's required.
Well, I'm just saying in general.
But as you get more of these and you get people that are in for murder, manslaughter, kidnapping, and we have all those here, about 40 people that are on various murder-type charges and heinous crimes... You can't let them out. They're taking up space. Then you got 30-plus people taking up space on serving multi-year sentences. You can't usually serve 10 years on work release program. And then you have the parolees coming in for up to 180 days. That really starts clogging up and taking up jail bed space. What are you going to do? Now, in a week or so, next week, the Board of Supervisors will be at a very significant point to make a decision. Do they accept the money to build a new jail, an additional jail of about $33 million, or say no? We know what the problems we have without having the bed space, but some of the significant issues are you build a jail, where do you get the money to pay for the operational costs?
It's not the building of the jail, it's keeping it open.
Keeping it open and operational, which if it was at full operation, it could be up to $6 million to operate per year. It doesn't have to be operated at full capacity under the regulations that the money we get from the state, but those would certainly be additional beds that we very desperately and critically need, and it'd still take about 4 years to build a jail.
I'd like to go back to discussing prisoner rights.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the inside. You're doing everything you can to work within the system. But from the inside, being the sheriff, do you have a solution of what we can look forward to fixing a problem with this influx of so many attorneys that are now coming from law school and going into almost, let's say, a cottage industry for prisoner rights?
There's huge groups of attorneys that for inmate rights groups that take on counties and usually take on the state for prisoner rights. And that's a huge, huge issue. And you're right. Unfortunately, the way our system is built, our American system, and the court system is anybody basically has a right to sue for anything, and then that costs money.
We're going to take a break because we want to make it right for our
for advertisers.
We want to make it right for our advertisers. And we come back, where are my rights? Where are your rights? Let's talk about that. Get fired up here. KCNR 1460.
Timberline Heating and Air, we know how hard-earned your money is, and we believe the reputation of the companies you do business with is important. At Timberline, we install the Carrier heating and cooling line of home comfort equipment. When you choose a Carrier system from Timberline Heating and Air, you're choosing the brand that invented the first modern air conditioning system way back in 1902 and has led the industry ever since. Reduce your energy costs and increase efficiency with the installation of a new Carrier heating and cooling system. Right now, if your home qualifies, you could receive up to $9,000 in rebates with Redding Electric Utilities' new home performance program. Plus, utility rebates are available up to $1,550, and Carrier provides a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. From installation to maintenance to repair, call Timberline Heating and Air, including cleaning your entire heating and cooling system with our large truck-mounted commercial duct cleaning unit. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, your local heating and cooling experts.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, 8:45 in the morning. And you know what? It's going to be hot out there, hot and smoky. So what do you want to do? You probably want to stay inside where it's cool. And you know how you can stay cool? Talk to Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Give them a call at 221-2642. They're going to come out. They're going to make sure that your air conditioner is working. Those filters, they will do maintenance. They will do everything it takes to keep you cool. They believe in an old-fashioned value called quality. That's Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642, or go to their website, homecomfort.org. Tom Basenko, Sheriff, is our guest.
Hi, Carl.
Okay, you know what? We've talked about the jails and all this. The meth. We're going to start doing a series of shows next week on meth. A couple of days.
It's going to be probably a speedy show, I would imagine.
we'll talk real fast.
Yeah.
I know we just saw that 21,000 marijuana plants were taken and all this, but meth. Meth seems to be the problem. A huge problem here.
If you want to refer to it, it's a methademic, and I don't mean a pun intended, but there is a methademic. Meth is a big problem. People get strung out on that. Of course, everybody knows they're called tweakers and everything, but they have to pay for their drugs, and so they're out stealing stuff, doing just about anything they can possibly do to get that next fix of drug. Marijuana is a problem, and a lot of times we usually see poly drug issues of marijuana, prescription drugs. That's a huge issue.
Yeah,
too,
that's
like
taken over. That's taken over. Number one is the most abused
and
drug.
And stuff like mainly OxyContin. Yeah. OxyContin, excuse me.
Yeah,
is a huge issue. And so we have our Shasta Interagency Narcotics Task Force that we're out working all the time. They're serving search warrants, seizing stuff. I was reading in the Modesto Bee or the Fresno Bee this morning, Madera County. It ended up with a 1 pound bust of methamphetamine that the investigation continued, and they ended up seizing 330 pounds of methamphetamine.
Now that's huge, but I mean we hear about the 21,000 plants, but I don't see too much in the paper that we've busted a big house for meth, and you know it's around here.
We the Shasta Energy Centif goes out just about every day. We get an update monthly. In fact, there's a meeting later today of the CENTIF board, which I sit on, and we get an update of what their activity is for last month. And they are out serving 12 to 18 search warrants during the month. They're making usually around 30 arrests. They're seizing significant amounts. It can be from a few grams to ounces of marijuana, of methamphetamine, can be more, plus prescription drugs. They put out press releases on this, but media doesn't pick up on it. If they put out a press release, if the media says, oh, well, that occurred yesterday, we don't want to report on it. And we've done monthly recaps. They don't report
on that.
We'd
like to get one of those monthly recaps because I tell you, Tom, here it is that we know meth is a huge problem. We're spending a lot of funds going after the, you know, when you go after the big plants, the 21,000, and I know you said, hey, I don't really care about your backyard plants. We want the big ones.
But well, I haven't said I don't care.
Well, no, but when it gets down to it, why spend money on that when you go after the big ones, and this is just my feeling, and we've got meth, which is such a problem.
And that's a chemical, though. Meth is something that's not made with plants, correct?
Exactly. It's made with some nasty chemicals, and even just the byproducts, when they're dumped out, are a huge health hazard if someone comes across and inhales them, touches them, and it's absorbed through their skin.
Well, let's talk
huge
about
health
it.
Issues.
If they dump it out in a drain, that drain goes into, that's what we're talking about, the waterways.
It's used with hydrochloric acids, lye, toluene, which is a petroleum-based paint thinner, if you will. Some ugly, ugly stuff. And if you touch the residue of it, it can be absorbed in your skin and have huge health hazards. Or if you smell that it can be a huge cause of respiratory damage and everything.
Is it that easy to cook?
Yes.
Okay, so do we believe that there's like a huge meth, like a, you know, like a meth spider web, that there in the center of this web is a spider with that is making hundreds of pounds of this stuff around here?
Not around here.
We have little spiders.
There's a lot of it being manufactured in Mexico and smuggled across the border and distributed by organized crime and outlaw motorcycle gangs and other gangs as well.
Right here in Shasta County?
There are outlaw motorcycle gangs here in Shasta County. That one that I was talking about, the 330-pound bust in Madera County, the newspaper article said that was tied to cartel activity and getting that involved. The chemicals are very hard to get in the United States. That's why a lot of times...
you can't even buy pharmaceuticals.
That's why a lot of it is being made out of the country and smuggled in, but we are seeing a little bit of resurgence of labs in California again. And it used to be able to, you could make it out as pseudoephedrine, which is Sudafed.
Right.
You get over the counter.
Now you have to sign for that.
And that's being restricted, but they still make it.
Yeah.
And then sometimes they mix other chemicals to come out to make one. Yeah. We are coming up on a break, so we have to go with our sponsors. And
there you go.
We'll be right back when we talk. Let's talk more about like the signs of methamphetamine, the smell. What is it like? It could be right in your neighborhood, and you might not even know about it. So let's talk about some of those signs. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Wind River Casino is challenging all bounty hunters for the ultimate $10,000 guaranteed high-stakes bounty tournament.
The ultimate.
On Saturday, September 1st at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center.
The Event Center.
Book your seat now. Your $115 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips, all fees included, plus $25 bounties for knocking out opponents. All entrants will be hosted to sandwiches and dessert. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the best poker tournaments in Northern California, so pull up a seat and be one of the privileged few to play in the $10,000 guarantee high stakes bounty tournament on Saturday, September 1st at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center.
In the Event Center.
This $10,000 high stakes bounty tournament is limited to the first 200 players and sells out fast.
Be one of the first 200.
So reserve your seat at the River Club, 1-800-280-YOU-WIN, or online at WindRiverCasino.com. Prize pool based on participants.
Win it all.
Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
It's better.
It's better on the river.
On the river.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gremavalia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for.
Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Smitty's Heating and Cooling, locally owned since 1994, is all about your family's comfort and peace of mind. With the warm weather here, it's important to get the highest level of value, service, and installation with a Carrier air conditioning system that will provide indoor comfort all year round.
REU's Home Performance Program will increase the efficiency of your home and provide energy savings with the installation of a new Carrier heating system. If your home qualifies, rebates are available up to $9,000. Plus, utility and manufacturer rebates and federal tax credits are available over $1,550.
Remember our affiliate, Ducks in a Row? They can also increase efficiency with their high-powered duct cleaning system. Act now and receive $50 off your duct cleaning.
Turn to the experts at Smitty's Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier Factory authorized dealer. Call 221-2600. Smitty's Heating and Cooling, the most trusted name in customer care.
Well, I won't. Back
yeah,
down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you, of course, by Redding Harley Davidson. Established in 1977 by Dave and Robin Wright, but Ernie and Jessica are running it now. And if you want a Harley Davidson, if you want the bike, you get it from Redding Harley Davidson. Ride an icon. Head on down to 1268 Twin View Boulevard right here in Redding. Or give them a call at 241-7117. They're open from Tuesday to Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. But now, you want to ride, you ride a Harley. You ride a Harley, don't you,
That's
Cheryl?
Right. I have an 06 Ultra Classic.
There you go. Experience the ride, live the dream, Redding Harley-Davidson. And I have an 03 Road King Classic there. Okay. We got somebody on the line. Frank, you have a statement about the jails.
Yes. Hi. Good morning, Tom. This is Frank from Shingletown.
Hi, Frank from Shingletown.
I appreciate all you do, but look, Sheriff, these criminals should lose all their rights when they do these things. We don't need to be building jails. We need to be building concentration camps. As far as I'm concerned, you should be emulating Joe Arpaio, putting these guys in chains, pink suits, and housing them in an outdoor facility with the most uncomfortable facilities you can make. Every day in prison and jail should be absolutely miserable for these guys. And when they're not doing anything else, they should be out fighting our fires in chains. That's all I got to say, Tom. It's time we changed our system and did it right.
Well, thank you, Frank.
Thanks, Frank. I do appreciate your opinion. Concentration camps always have a bad connotation with them from years past, but I get what you're meaning. The sheriff down in Arizona, and he is very flamboyant, has maybe a lot of panache, but he has been successfully sued on a number of occasions. It has cost the county some money. We have to be better than most other countries when we do house prisoners. Don't get me wrong. Tough on crime, but it's not about inhumane treatment. They still have to be treated humanely. We do have a lot of laws and regulations, some of them coddling inmates and stuff, and that's why we can't do exactly what they do down in Arizona. But the work crews, like the fire camp crews, they do a lot of good work on the fire lines and a lot of conservation work. So I do agree with you on the fire camps, getting these inmates out there to work. We have a work release program. We don't have pink underwear for the inmates in Shasta County. I know it's a little TMI.
Why?
We have orange underwear. The pink underwear, anyway. They actually used to dye it red, and then it bleached out to pink. But we have orange one here.
How can you tell if there's a meth lab next to you?
A couple of ways. Sometimes it used to be more medicine-y smell, kind of like ether, like a hospital, but that method went away. A lot of people refer to it as a dirty sock smell or a locker room smell. That's one way. There's some other one-cook methods that they have one pan, one cook,
yeah.
Or you can make it in basically a soda pop 2-liter bottle. That can also explode and cause a fire. There was a one-cook method that caused a fire up off of Orange Street, and, of course, the hazardous materials from that. So I think Orange or Willis Street.
Yeah.
It was up there.
Yeah.
That was a couple of months ago.
This is what happens with the one cook-off, as you call it.
Right.
That could be somebody who's renting a house that's moved in. It could mm-hmm. be a neighbor
yeah.
that you're not really aware of. So just pay attention. Again, we're talking about what it is to have that outreach for your neighborhood. You may not be able to control the huge picture, but you can control what paying attention to the to your perimeters,
right.
your
you
front
know,
street, your
you
side
know,
street,
yep.
your and your people around you. What they're doing, their activities, who's coming and going. I know we have an apartment building on the corner of us. People are coming and going all the time, and I always wonder if they're selling bags or they're selling,
right.
you know, their $5 baggies out,
it
out
goes,
the front
goes
there.
Back to Carl's talked about it before, is situational awareness, being aware yep. of your surroundings and what's going on. You know, Carl, another good thing is I'll talk to him today, is to get our commander from our interagency narcotics task force here.
Please.
He has a lot of experience on drugs and drug manufacturing and sales, and be good.
Well, I'm holding Monday and Tuesday, maybe even Wednesday open next week, but for sure Monday and Tuesday. We want to put together a couple of shows about meth,
mm-hmm.
and because it's such a problem, and you know, get an overall look at it from somebody that's in charge, as you're helping us with
narcotics,
Tom.
In general.
We want to talk about somebody that's been on meth, how you know what it does to them, how they get off, how hard it is, but in the end, again, is meth is a problem. Yes, 21,000 plants of marijuana is a problem.
You know,
meth is something right here that touches, you know, it touches so many people, and we're filling our jails up with them.
They have another good program over at the courts called the Addicted Offender Program, and that's been very successful. I don't know if you'll be able to have the judge come on or
That'd
not.
That'd be great.
Yeah, we might be
Judge
able to
Beatty.
Do that. Yeah, that would be good,
or
too.
Or maybe a graduate of the Addicted Offender Program come in, which has been a meth user.
You know, we've had somebody on like that
I'd
from
like
that before.
Before and yeah. after of the mm-hmm. meth, like what it is to, you know, what do you still feel? I mean, do you still like your mouth water over certain things? You know what I mean?
Right.
Just that whole
right.
mindset, so we know how we can help these people get to the other side.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, our guests have been Sheriff Thomas. Tom, as usual, we
Thank
so much
you,
appreciate
Sheriff.
You coming in.
I really enjoy
and sharing
coming.
This, and you are a source of so many leads for us to go on and do stuff. Tomorrow, Trish Clark's going to be here.
All
and
right.
she's going to have the new police chief of Anderson with her. But we're going to be talking about a lot of things tomorrow.
Michael Johnson, good guy.
Yeah. Anyway,
Excellent.
Thanks so much, Tom, for being here. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Gonna stand my ground.
Fox News Radio, Elisa Brady. Wildfire crews doing battle for another day in western states. Hundreds of homes threatened in California and Washington alone. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley following this live.
A raging wildfire in central Washington forcing the evacuation of some 900 people, destroying thousands of livestock, according to a vet. In northern California, thousands of firefighters are still trying to put out wildfires in Lake County that forced 500 people to evacuate their homes last Sunday. Daniel Berlant with Cal Fire saying the fires are still a threat.
It is really hot out there and conditions remain very dry, so this fire has a lot of potential for continued growth.
Wildfires are also currently blazing in Idaho, Wyoming, Nevada, Utah, and Oregon. Lisa?
Courtney, thanks. A green light for now for Pennsylvania's new voter ID law. A state judge refusing to stop it from taking effect before the November election. Opponents plan to quickly appeal. Democrats say it would make it harder for the elderly to